If you were diagnosed with any common cancer, such as breast, colon, prostate, you'd find out there are a lot of potential treatments. Dr. Scott Ramsey at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center says the next step isn't clear.
How would you know where to go? Who the best doctors are? Who has the most experience with the cancer that you have? What choices for treatments that you have and what the cost to you would be for those treatments? I'm doing this research and I couldn't find that information.
Ramsey's research is about which treatments are most effective. He searches in databases from doctors and insurance companies, and he's found repeatedly that certain treatments tend to work better, but not all cancer doctors stick with what's proven.
We would like to identify why that's happening, and if it's happening inappropriately, find ways to change that.
The project is supposed to help patients and fight the scary expense of cancer treatment. For example, Ramsey says a typical colon cancer chemotherapy has gone up from $40,000 to $250,000 in just the last 5 years. That's leaving cancer patients in extreme financial hardship. He admits some fellow researchers and drug companies might see this as threatening, but he's counting on cooperation from local doctors and insurers to make this first-in-the-nation program work. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.